This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, February 20th, brought to you by Modern Ag Alliance. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Senator Charles Grassley has introduced bipartisan legislation to allow the year-round sale of E15 blended fuel. Grassley is a staunch supporter of the renewable fuel made from corn.
E15 is good for our consumers, for the environment, and for our national security. And those of you from agriculture know it's good for the price of corn and soybeans. And you also knew that it's good for good-paying jobs in rural America that we wouldn't otherwise have. In short, it's good, 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 and I don't think you can say anything negative about it. And I've been saying that for 30 years. So if you disagree with me, you're 30 years late telling me.
Grassley says the legislation will set about a national standard for renewable blended fuel.
Our bipartisan legislation will end the current patchwork of regulation and provide certainty to producers. It will help cut prices at the pump, create jobs in rural America, and restore America's energy independence. It's just plain common sense.
The Trump administration has mentioned using vaccines to control bird flu. While the prevention method would likely save birds and stem losses in egg production, the adoption of the practice would likely sharply curtail global demand for U.S. poultry meat. Grassley says Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins could score a major victory for the poultry industry by negotiating with trading partners to accept vaccine-treated birds.
I think the main thing with it is if there is a vaccine challenging international rules that make it difficult to export things that we have subjected the vaccine to that meat. With eggs, I don't think that's a problem, but with meat, that is a problem. And I think that's the biggest problem, because if there is vaccine, and I think from previous conversations with people, we haven't used the vaccine because of international trade restrictions. And I think if she could win that over and we can vaccinate, I think it'd take care of the problem.
In other news, the future of the Food for Peace program has been clouded by the shutdown of USAID. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran and other legislators are calling for the food aid program to be shifted to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Iowa's Grassley believes that's an idea that's long overdue.
Too bad we didn't do that 30 years ago, because I think USDA is a better place for it to be. And the reason for that is you're talking about humanitarian aid and fighting disasters, like droughts, so you don't grow food and that sort of stuff, where the rest of the USAID stuff is to promote the political and diplomatic goals of the United States.
In Washington today, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell announced that he will not seek re-election next year. It ends a decades-long tenure of his service in Washington. McConnell, the longest-serving Senate Party leader in the U.S., chose his 83rd birthday to share his decision not to run for another term in Kentucky and to retire when his current term ends. Walmart delivered another year of strong sales and profits with its competitive prices and increasingly strong magnet for inflation-weary shoppers. But 2025 appears to come with a new challenge in an uncertain economic landscape. The outlook from the nation's largest retailer for this year, as much as 27 cents below analyst projections for per share earnings and for the quarter that reported today. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Modern Ag Alliance. For half a century, glyphosate has affordably and effectively protected farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without it, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential crop protection tools so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweedsnotfarming.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.